I know a lot of you have had this experience because for those of us who in 2020 were all sent home and we were stuck in a lockdown during the pandemic, we had a lot of time on our hands. And I saw an ad for Masterclass and I thought, I want to better myself. I want access to all of these brilliant people who teach you things. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with more than 200 plus of the world's best and smartest. For just under 10 bucks a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And I don't care, you can wake up one morning and say, I want to learn about business. And then another where you say, I want to learn how to survive in the wild if I have no water and no fire to make me warm. You can access Masterclass on your phone, on your computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. And the classes totally make a difference. Don't wait another moment to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/Liz. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/Liz. Masterclass.com/Liz. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Everyone Talks to Liz. Oh, do I have a phenomenal one for you today. Of course, you know, we talk a lot about starting businesses and how to dive into that. But today, I've got the story of building a brand out of thin air, thin social media air. Look, that's happening actually on a daily basis these days. A lot of people are launching businesses by, you know, posting personality or talent-driven videos on TikTok. But this is the story of a family of four in Connecticut, down-to-earth regular folks. In 2019, daughter Charlie, okay, some of you already know where this is going, hopped on TikTok, and at age 15, she started posting these little dances she had choreographed. Literally just a month later, the whole world turned upside down. Millions of people began following her. Her sister joined in, and now together with their parents, they have 400 million followers and are building a multi-million dollar brand around all things D'Amelio. Yep, we are talking about TikTok queen Charli D'Amelio, sister Dixie, and their parents. But of course, behind every successful kid is a supporting cast. Here to talk about how they've bloomed from the D'Amelios in Connecticut to the first family of TikTok, our parents, Mark and Heidi D'Amelio. Welcome to Everyone Talks to Liz, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh. Charli D'Amelio. My daughter's like, Charli D'Amelio's at the Grove right now in Los Angeles. We happen to be on vacation. Mom, can I run over there? And I was like, I don't have a car right now, honey. We're on vacation. Who? But of course, then I find out everything. And here you are. Life is strange, isn't it, Mark?
It is. Definitely is.
Tell me about the early days of when Charli and then, of course, your other daughter, Dixie, were playing on this platform.
Yeah, I mean, it happened. We were monitoring it. I was into social media. I've been in the clothing business. I think I've always been an early adopter. And so we weren't the parents that were like, I don't understand it. We got it. But then we saw, as Charli started to become popular, we saw Vine come and go.
Right.
So I was kind of like, is this anything? And I remember her gaining following and then going viral and then being noticed in public. And it just these little steps that kind of happened. And then I was started asking friends, like, is this a, you know, at what point is this a business? And I was told there are creators, influencers that have 10,000 followers that have a loyal following and they can sell products and do all those things. And then there's others with millions of followers that just don't move the needle. So we just kind of sat back and never expected it to escalate where it has.
So Heidi, Mark has just said, oh, and then people started noticing us and then we get recognized. No. Go back to that first moment where total strangers knew exactly who your daughters were. And when you thought, oh my goodness, we're just a family from Connecticut. This is really happening.
Yeah, we were at a pizza place up in New Haven, Connecticut, and we were sitting by the window and this girl walked by and she just puts her hands over her mouth in shock. And so we all turn around seeing who's behind us that she's looking at, like, because there's nobody. And so we're like, is she looking at you? And Charlie's like, no way. And we weren't even in our hometown. And I feel like it went from that to them getting recognized everywhere. It just went so fast. I mean, it was, you know, Dixie wasn't on it at the very beginning as the older sister. She thought it was a little cringy. And so she said, if you ever hit 1 million followers, I'll get on. And she hit 1 million followers pretty quickly. And then Dixie got on and they both were gaining 1 million followers a day for like November, December. It was wild.
When did the first offer, something that would mean actual money, come in?
You could tell.
Oh, so Charlie came to me and said, there's a man reached out to me to do a dance to his artist audio. And I was like, oh, babe, no.
No, he's going to pay me.
Yeah, he's going to pay me $75. I was like, nobody's going to pay you to do a dance to an audio. And she was like, no, there's already choreography and he could just send that. And I was like, okay, if this is real, tell him to email me with his real email address. This is a real human behind this. And she did. And I like start Googling. He was actually like a record executive that has artists.
Okay.
So I get to, you know, we're like, okay, let's get dad involved here. Cause this is like, I don't know what's going on. So that was like the first one and she did it and she got the most views on that audio. And then they asked her to do it again. And then it just kind of snowballed.
Well, I hope you struck a hard deal, more than 75 bucks.
Yeah, it went up every time.
We got 80 bucks.
And well, the next one, they wanted her and Dixie in it together. So they both got paid. So Dixie was like, all right, I'm all in on this.
And surely then your mind starts working and snowballing. When was it that, you know, it's the inevitable Hollywood reaches out?
Yeah, so we have a family calendar and I was going to California on business for an apparel company I work with, and Charlie saw it and she went with me and she started making connections in Hollywood. And then we just wanted to go out to California. It was getting towards the winter. So we started going October, November. And that's when agents started to reach out and we got a business manager, a lawyer. And really quickly in January, we met with UTA here in New York City and they had the plan. It wasn't just about Charlie. They saw stuff for Dixie. They loved Heidi and what she was doing on Instagram, and they signed our whole family in January. So from July, you know, 6 months, we had an agent and we're in Hollywood. And soon after that, we signed a deal with Hulu to do our family show, The D'Amelio Show.
To me, it's fascinating because this, as I said, we've actually profiled people who have just used whatever talent they had. I mean, we had this one woman who's an expert at Microsoft Excel. She would just go on TikTok and do Excel shortcuts. And she now has a seven-figure business where businesses hire her to teach their employees Excel. And I find that so refreshing. You know, the barriers to entry in business in the past were so difficult. And clearly, this gave you this gigantic global bullhorn to the point, Heidi, where together, you, Mark, Dixie, and Charlie have 400 million followers. This TV show, 400 million followers is more than the population of the United States, which I checked is at like 338 million. So the sleaze factor comes in too, when all the offers start rolling over and saying, oh, we could put her in this, or she should attach her name to this. How did you as parents make sure you put up serious guardrails?
I think, first of all, the girls just really trust us and knew that we wouldn't ever put them in a situation that we didn't feel was like a really good situation. So when those things started coming in, I mean, we just said no to a lot of things because we just wanted them to understand whatever you do today could affect, I mean, at the rate that they're their following was growing, mm-hmm. there could be something bigger down the road. And also, this isn't natural to you. You don't wear that. You don't do that. You know, so it had to, you know, they got excited early on, like, well, what if I don't, what if another offer doesn't come? And so we were like, I think it will. We just have to be smart. Mm-hmm. And so we said no to a lot of things that all their friends were doing and that are were on the platform. And they didn't take them long there to tell us. I'm glad you told us.
Okay, give me a no where Charlie was really mad at you and said, come on, let me do this.
I think it was an energy drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big deal.
And I say this all the time. I think a lot of our success comes from the fact that we could go into these negotiations in a position of strength. But saying that, some people don't have, I was established in my career and we were financially okay. So I could kind of pick and choose. I don't fault anyone for taking an opportunity that puts food on their table because that is important. But we were able to pick and choose some things. And I think we instilled that work to them, because working in the brands business and working for Adidas and Michelin-Ness and some of the brands I've worked for, we pick and choose the retailers we're in. We pick and choose how our brand is perceived. And we use that same philosophy in our personal brands. And like Charlie has an incredible deal with Dunkin' Donuts, but we willed that deal. She was drinking Dunkin' Donuts in all of her TikToks. And I went to our agent. I was like, dude, she's giving free advertising to Dunkin' Donuts. She's probably sold more coffee to 12-year-olds than anyone in the world. And let's see if we can get them. And now we have a great relationship with them. So it's been awesome.
This is Everyone Talks to Liz, and we will be right back.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
And you're now launching a big brand business. Let's talk about that, Heidi. How do you envision this growing, and what is it going to offer?
You know, we started with the launch of our footwear. It was something that we all felt was a great place to start. We could all be involved. But we also knew, you know, Mark had relationships in that world that he knew who he wanted to bring on. And we knew we needed a team around us. That's not something we had done, although Mark was in the apparel industry, and I don't want to speak for you, but we hadn't done footwear, and we had someone that we knew and loved, and so we asked her to come on board.
How long and involved is Charlie and is Dixie in the design? I went on the website. By the way, it's all e-commerce, so it's all online, and that obviously is a lower overhead. You know, we're talking business here, but I looked at that. I thought, I can't walk in these. This is for younger kids. The platform, oh my gosh. But I see that there's a very distinct look to it. How involved are the kids in design?
You know, we have an incredible head footwear designer, and so we were very collaborative with her on things that we wanted. Charlie is on the shorter side, so she wanted platform everything. But, you know, that's where the, you know, Lauren, our designer, comes in and says, well, we have to give offerings to, you know, more people than people that are going to want platforms. So it was also really hard for the first launch. We couldn't put out everything. Like, we're a new business. So we had to really figure out what would make a statement and but also be appealing to a lot of different people. So there's so much more in the pipeline that it'll be more of a nice offering with everything besides platforms. So the girls, we were all involved. And, you know, comfort was our big thing. And that was like our jump off point, because we've all worn shoes and been miserable from the feet hurting. But so that was super important. And then, of course, the style.
And Liz, you mentioned something as far as the cost to sell direct to consumer. What we found is, although the margins are a lot higher direct to consumer, there is a customer acquisition cost. And we found that followers don't necessarily translate into buyers. And so we just got back from the Magic Trade Show in Las Vegas. We opened up about 20 other retailers. We have a pop-up shop. I'm going to be in New York all this week, all next week. There's Magic New York. So we are partnering with retailers, because we're finding that a footwear brand could be incredible for our family as a business, but footwear choice is very intimate to people, and they want to touch it, feel it, try it on. So it is a tough business to do direct to consumer. So you need those retail partners.
I will reveal something here I've never revealed before. I have a gigantic big toe, and then the rest of my toes are really tiny. And I know, and my sisters are like, the toe is here. The toe enters the room before Liz does. I'm like, thanks. But I always have to try on shoes, and sometimes they just don't work. So I get it. But D'Amelio shoes, you get a sense that it is something that is here to stay.
Oh, absolutely. And that was what – so two things happened. One is, we found that although the girls were making extremely lucrative deals with companies, they didn't have creative control. And a lot of times we would go into a photo shoot or video shoot, and you'd get someone in the marketing department say, hey, could you do a TikTok holding this bag of something? And Charlie would give me the look. And I said, you know, and this is something that is not a licensing deal. This isn't something we're just putting our name on. This is something that we design from the ground up. And we have a head of production. We have customer service. A lot of people in our position partner with a company. They get a little bit of equity. We did it the opposite. We owned 100%. We took in a small minority investment to help get things off the ground. But everybody works 100% for us.
I mean, she's met with Disney, Nickelodeon. What were those meetings like? Are you there with her when that happens?
Early on, yeah, we were in every conference room in LA, all the studios and record labels. And it was a lot of, my kids said we have to meet with you. We don't really know what TikTok is, but what do you want to do? We'll do anything. And they're like, I don't really know. I'd have to think about it. So we were there, and we're all just trying to figure it out, because TikTok then wasn't what it is now. It's very, you know, everybody's gets it now. And at the time, it was just like not like that. So it was wild. We're going in these meetings, and we'd get back in the car, and we're just, what just happened? It was exciting, but it was still like, we're navigating, like, what is this? What are we going to do with it?
Yeah. I know. And I say this all the time, like, you don't realize what your kids pick up from you, and they listen. And those lessons, when you think they're not listening, I've seen them shine in meetings where I'm like, wow.
She was listening.
I get and I know, because I did sales. I worked out of my house a lot. They would come into my showroom in New York City, and they were part of it. But you wonder if they're ever picking any of that up. But they definitely did. And from Heidi also. So they're very impressive in these meetings.
Yeah. And I feel like when they're talking about picking up, you know, when it came to our footwear, they got on the phone with their friends. Their friends are in college right now. They were asking all the questions. What are the price points you buy? You know, would you buy leather? Would you buy, you know, what are the heel heights? What are you wearing mostly? And they were at, you know, Dixie's friends are graduating college, and Charlie's were just going in. So it was a nice, you know, it's still like high school vibes. And then Dixie's were like, they're going out into the workforce. And then for me, you know, I have a whole different crowd of friends. So we, you know, it was just so cool to see the girls like take this seriously as a business. And they do. They you hear with them talking to their friends about this stuff, and it sounds like Mark talking. It's
and
great.
Then do they spend the money profligately? I mean, they're over 18 now, both of them. So do you advise them on finances?
We have a business manager and an accounting firm and a couple of business managers that, yeah, they don't spend their money. I joke around all the time. Like, Charlie will call me and say, Dad, I think I went a little bit overboard with Amazon this week. I'm like, how much did you spend? She's like, you know, $300. I'm like, you're good, kid. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. But we've done a good job as far as keeping. We have people that watch their money, and we close every month and we have a financial meeting after every month, and they're on top of it.
Well, now to the more uncomfortable part of it, the bullying that comes through online. I'm sure there are always the nasty comments. Believe me, with my 250,000 TikTok followers, my handle at Red Fox Liz, I do market updates and stock stories, and I try and explain certain things like the Federal Reserve to people, because I think that most business networks, not ours, but others, are too snobby, and they just only speak to a very sophisticated investor, and everybody deserves to know about how to grow their money.
Absolutely.
I sometimes get comments. Actually, TikTok, they're nicer. It's Twitter where they're absolutely vicious.
I'm terrified of Twitter.
Vicious. But how do you tell your kids to brush it off or to not really take it to heart?
Early on, it was hard. It was hard for all of us. It was hard for us to see the girls, you know, so shaken by it. Mm-hmm. It's shocking when you're getting millions of hate comments. And, you know, you can't really tell them to shake it off. We've been through it. Mark's been through it. I've been through it. And you just got to go through it. And what they've learned is, unfortunately, and it's like crazy to say this, but as time has gone on, it hurts a little less. And you start to understand that's a them problem. That's not a me problem. I mean, they're not oblivious, and they do read it, because they're like, if I'm putting things out there that's just like such a big turnoff, I gotta like reflect on that. And I gotta like, what am I doing? It's more of just the sound.
Guidance,
and
almost.
Like,
so, you know,
yeah, yeah.
Sounding board, a little bit of criticism.
Yeah. So I think at this point, they are at the point after it's been a few years, it depends on the day. You know, Dixie can take it and be like, I don't even care. This is actually funny. Mm-hmm. Or she's crying. And it just depends on the day. You know, we all have our bad days, and you just read one comment and it'll like break you a little bit.
I always say, water off a duck's back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just these people are anonymous, and it's easy for them to criticize someone who's actually trying to create something.
I would argue it's harder for kids, and I've said this before, I would argue it's harder for kids who get bullied by people they know in their classroom. I mean, although the magnitude of what Dixie and Charlie get when they get a nasty comment and it gets 100,000 likes, I would argue that going into a school and knowing you've been bullied by a person you see every day is hard for the average kid in America. Then.
Absolutely. So. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't know the answer to that. It's just horrible what's happening in some of the schools. But, you know, Charlie and Dixie are examples of fine young individuals who have taken this opportunity, and they're continuing to grow it with your guidance. You've got the snack food company coming out. You can't give any details on what it is, but I better, because I love snacks, like every 20 minutes I'm snacking, so I better get to be a taste tester. But what's next? When you talk about the venture capital fund, this is very much our language. Venture capital funds get investors, and then you invest in turn into other businesses. What's the focus of this fund?
So it kind of bridges that gap of things we don't. So there's three things that we do, right? We do brand deals. So we do, whether it's Dunkin' Donuts or different companies that we work with, Charlie with CeraVe, those are the deals. And then we have things that we do that we potentially were going to bring under D'Amelio Brands. Mm-hmm. And then there's other things we're never going to get involved in, like, you know, like a company that does insurance billing, right? But it could be a really cool business. So 444, with the guidance of people who are a lot smarter than us.
That's the name of the fund, 444.
444 Capital. And we kind of look for those things, and we focus on businesses that are run by women, and different businesses, and we have a guy who has been investing his whole life, and he looks at those things. He talks with us about it, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. but we'll bring him things all the time. But it's later stage investments, and it's been fun, but it's definitely things we would never in a million years think about starting ourselves.
So, Mark, you've got, well, at last check, 10.3 million followers.
Yeah.
Dad, not
yes.
bad. Mom, you got 10.2 million TikTok followers?
Yes.
2.1 on Instagram, 2.1 million. What's your message out on social media? What do you like to put out there?
I I'm still figuring it out. I've been a stay-at-home mom mm-hmm. up until a few years ago. Now the girls are out on their own. We're empty nesters now. And I'm sort of taking that time to figure out, this is a new part of my life and Mark and I's life together as empty nesters, and what that looks like, and kind of like finding out like what I like at this stage. I'm 51. What am I into at this stage of the game? And, but you know, I just want to do things that I am doing in my real life anyway. I like, you know, I like the cooking, I like the fashion, beauty, that kind of thing. But I always want to try to give value that maybe somebody could take something away from that. Either, you know, I did this, like, this was terrible thing, steer clear, or, you know, something that could be helpful. So that's what I try to do. And I'm still like building my team to help me sort of figure that out. So that's been really fun for me this year. And I feel like I'm still like growing and figuring it out.
Mark, as we finish up, what advice do you have for somebody who's listening right now and thinks, you know, I've got a personality, I've got something I'd like to put out there on whether it's TikTok or Instagram or Threads, whatever it is. What's your advice about actually turning that into something that has actual currency?
Yeah, I think, you know, you mentioned it earlier. There's so many people that need to not overthink it and just do what they do on social media. And, to Heidi's point, do things you enjoy. I'm finding my own lane, and I think I've been really good at guiding the girls, and I'd love to guide other influencers and kind of make my platform talking about business, talking about brands, mm-hmm. talking about all the stuff that you don't see. Everybody wants to be in this, you know, go viral, be an influencer, but there are steps. And that's why I enjoy doing podcasts like this, because people get to hear that side of it. So,
and what are the grandparents think of all of this?
So it's pretty wild. My dad passed away, you know, 9 years ago, and my mom passed away a year and a half ago. But prior to that, she wouldn't touch the computer, or she still had a flip phone. And so she got so excited about it, and she was all in. We got her iPad. She was on all the platforms. She knew all the players in the game, and my kids got a kick out of it. They just, because she was so not that person. And so I'm glad she got to see all that before she passed.
Aww.
And Mark's mom is great, and she loves, and she comments on their post, and they're
she
like,
sits
honey.
At home on Instagram.
Yeah, it's the sweetest thing.
Yeah, they're, you know, it's been pretty cool. So,
you know, I always love when really nice people get success and find success. So good luck to you and the girls. It is wonderful to have you both.
Thank you.
Heidi, Mark, D'Amelio, tell Charlie and Dixie we said hi. Come stop by. It's great to have you.
Thanks,
thank
Liz.
You. Thanks for
great.
Having us.
You got it. All right, you guys. What I tell you, we have the most incredible people who give such fascinating life stories that I hope you can turn right into your own kind of success, or at least take a first step down a path and reach out for your dreams and use your personality. Be authentic, because Charlie just started by dancing. As a kid, she just loved to do it, and she wanted to teach people some dance moves. So find something like that and go for it. I'm right here for you, as always, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Claim and Countdown. Have a fabulous week, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Want to listen ad-free? You can do it with a Fox News Podcasts Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And then Amazon Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.